Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, all right. We're live, guys. Tea time with Ben and Brian. How are you? We are live. You have to spread it. All right. Beautiful. So what's going on?
Well, we're live.
I know. Look at this, huh? First live show, I think, right?
Well, we're always live.
We're always live, but we have never, like, gone outside the studio. Yeah, we got a permission slip, and then we're allowed to do something. We have a couple guests tonight that are circling around the room. I can see them. But how was your...
Tell us a little bit about what we're doing, what's going on here.
So we're doing the first responder party. So it's a first responder party. People are coming in. They're shuffling in as we can... they're shuffling in as we speak. And, guys, please forgive us on the air. There's going to be a lot of people. Ben and I are actually at the doorway, at the entranceway.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to be, like, you know, wanting to say hi to us and doing all that kind of stuff. So if...
Well, let me talk right there.
Yeah.
It's not noon time on a Wednesday. It's 7 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's
so
the thing, yeah.
We're going to let a couple things fly.
Yeah.
We only have an hour. We're only doing an hour with you folks tonight.
Well, we don't really have any call-ins on Wednesday anyway, so. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah.
We are going to be sponsored tonight by Good Signs or Good Fortune.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm really not going to lie. I'm going to be open with you because it is a Saturday night. We're enjoying friends. Work friends, spouses, all that kind of stuff is going to be here. Ben and I have had a rough week. I'm not going to lie. We've had a rough week. There's a lot of things going on in our lives. So we're just kind of go with it right now.
Say hi, John Zelinsky's in the folks. Ladies and gentlemen, John Zelinsky. Happy New Year, John Zelinsky.
Happy New Year to you.
Paragon John Zelinsky. Get away from John Zelinsky.
Yeah.
He definitely lingers. He's a weirdo. It's nice. Everyone's doing. Everyone's dressed up nice. Now. You look nice.
Go
with the all black out.
I'm Bradley Cooper out of Hangover. Remember when they were walking down the hallway to the elevator? Hangover.
Yeah.
So I'm Bradley Cooper out of the Hangover. So I'm all black suit. This suit cost me $800. The shirt cost me $100.
$900 outfit you got.
I look good. Do I look good or what?
Do you have shoes?
Apartment 9. $25 Kohl's. Yeah. Nothing great.
I was gonna do a tie, but I decided against a tie.
You don't need a tie. I almost wore white, though. I'm not going to lie. I almost wore a white shirt. I had one. But then my fiance was like, no, save that for the rehearsal dinner for our wedding. So I found the black number, and I'm like, you know what? Makes it look skinny. Not bad, huh? We have three guests. We have Rob DiFlumeri, who is a little busy right now. We have Jeff Russell and Jeff King. I think Jeff Russell's probably going to be joining you at some point in the next half hour or so, or 20 minutes, or 10 minutes, actually. Yes, he's going to be the first guest on.
Okay.
We're going to answer three questions. Three questions.
The questions are going to go...
I'm going to try to hunt down Jeff Russell so we can get this going, actually. Yeah. Give me a second. I'm going to hunt down Jeff Russell. Guys, give me a second. So I'm hoping that... What time? We're on until what? 8 o'clock?
We're hanging out with these guys until 8.
Oh, boy.
So we got about 7:11 now.
We might not get Jeff King. Hopefully Jeff King. Well, as soon as Jeff King walks in the door, we got to grab him.
Is he running late tonight?
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
He always runs late tonight.
I'm going to get...
Go to your thing at the...
I'm going to get Jeff real quick.
Yeah.
and then we're going to do that.
So the big question we're going to be asking everybody tonight is, what is your role in EMS fire league? What did you want to be growing up?
If you could have a one-night stand with one celebrity, who is it?
Put that in your left, talk into that, and then that'll guide you. Okay?
Load them in, Jeff. Let me know if you can hear me, pal.
Not yet.
Oh!
Bad.
All right. We got some. That's all right. We spilled a little drink. We're good, though. That's what happens in a live show. All right, Jeff, you ready for your three questions?
I'm ready.
First one is, what is your role in EMS, fire, or police? What do you do, pal?
I'm a firefighter paramedic.
Even at that point, Jeff.
So I got my EMT a little over 10 years ago, almost 11 years ago, and I've been a paramedic for the last 6 years.
Right. What did you want to be growing up?
I still haven't decided yet. I started off in the trades, and I'm probably going to head back there at some point, but for now, firefighter's doing it.
How old are you?
30.
That's not bad. You have plenty of time. All right, the last question to Brian. This is Brian's question, by the way. If you could have a one-night stand with a celebrity, who would it be?
It's an easy one. Mila Kunis.
Oh, well, please.
Yeah. You know, not offhand, but that's not out of the question, you know.
All right, let's back around in a beer or two.
Yeah,
all right. All right, man, have a great night. Thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Have fun. Be
awesome. Good. Thanks for having me.
Later.
All right.
I love being great.
Yeah, you know. I've been drinking for a while.
Have a good night.
That was the paramedic.
The drinks were spilled. That happens sometimes when we're having a live show.
Yes,
all right, ready.
Hey, pal.
See what's up. How's it going? You look good.
Good.
Yeah. We are just having people stop by as the show goes on.
I'll get
to
you though
after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Brian's gonna be joining us in a second here, but
So what happened when I was gone? Can you hear me?
Jeff sat down, rocked the table over, spilled our full
can you hear me?
But yeah, his beard is spilled. Proceeded to go through the three questions, which Mila Kunis.
Really? Wow.
And he said he would think about a male answer if anything came up. He would definitely stop that quite a beard.
Wow, interesting. That's right, good. Okay, so, well.
How are you? Yeah? Good. I did get off Sydney. Robin Hanley is side. Checking me out. That looks nice.
Like, can you blame me? No, you can't. You cannot blame you.
Brian, this is Robert. Robert.
Hey, how are ya?
Well,
we're going to blame for this one, huh? We didn't blame for this one, even though it was Jeff's fault. Yeah, Jeff, Jeff Russell, yeah.
But his beard is just hard.
Well, it's, I don't know what happened.
Rob, if you could have a one-night stand with one celebrity,
who would it be? Rob, who would it be?
Amelia Clark.
Who?
Who's that?
Game of Thrones, plays the Dragon Lady.
The little blonde?
Wow.
Yeah. Who gets with Aquaman's girl?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Any male celeb? This is what you get with live radio.
Yeah, well, this is awesome. We're only
Robert,
six.
What's your goal at EMS?
Yeah, what?
You basic Very nice.
Wow.
And what did you want to be growing up, Rob?
Well, you want to work in a museum.
Yeah.
Like what kind? Like,
Josiah,
come on over. I'm gonna log. Hey.
Okay.
Come here.
Throw that here. Talk into that microphone. Ask me questions. All right, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Yeah.
No mention in that. No mention at all. Yeah. Who spoke all this over here? What a slob. Seriously?
Within one city.
We're 15 minutes into this thing.
Yeah.
15 minutes into this thing.
Oh,
did he at least buy you guys new drinks? Okay, alright.
Oh my god. Alright, so here's a question for you. What's your role in
EMS Fire or Police? Role in EMS Fire Police. I am the Assistant Operations Manager for the company that I work at. Oh, okay, alright. I'm paramedic, sir. Paramedic.
How long have you been a paramedic?
I've been a paramedic for seven years. Well, I've been doing this for 20. So 7 out of 20 years. Yeah, I started in 1998.
How old were you for that survey?
I was actually very, very young. Very young. I was 16 when I first got my EMT.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What did you want to be growing up? I mean,
So I've always been into the fire EMS gig. I also dabbled with cooking for a while.
But
you don't make any money in cooking unless you become like a head chef. Don't make much money.
Because you think you're good at it. A couple of other people think you're good at it. But
exactly.
You have no idea of getting out of it. All right, and if you could have a one-night stand with anyone, what would it be?
Well, seeing how my wife is standing right next to me. I'm going to say, you know, I'm just happy with my wife. A male celeb.
Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme? I'll give you an option.
Jean-Claude. All right.
He picked Jean-Claude. You give it a break. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah,
he picked Van Damme.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Josiah.
This is the best. I love Josiah. I love Josiah.
He's one of my favorites. So what do we got?
We're waiting on Jeff King.
We're back on Wednesday,
next week,
by the
way. Maybe, yeah.
Hold on, all right, so.
Hey, Jack, you want to come on? Jack, want to come on the radio?
I'm good, thanks,
though. Sure? All right, Jack doesn't want to come on? No? So what do you think?
What do we got? We got
40 minutes left. Ooh, Jeff Lyons is walking through the... You want to get Jeff on? Yeah. Yeah, why not? Jeff, come on over. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you.
I can't. Why can't I hear you?
You can't hear me?
No. Could you hear when we were talking to the interviewers, could you hear them? Yeah, when you were talking, like, okay. Why don't we get Jeff Lyons in the show?
Bring him on.
Jeff Lyons, please. Come on over. Come on, no, over here, over here. Yeah.
So the near.
But no,
you're on
T-Tap.
No, you're on T-Tap. Nope.
I just
want
to get a drink.
Come on. You're on T-Tap.
I'll be back.
He wants to be back. All right, guys. He'll be back. All right.
He will be back.
If I want to be, yep. Holy moly. Imagine that.
Oh,
got in my pants. It's been fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. It's been bad. Hello. I know, it's one of those weird things where it's wow. It's a who's who. It's a who's who of people walking to the door. And we are live on the radio right now. This is great. That's why I love this. Yeah, we'll get Phil. Yeah.
Where'd that money go?
We had Josiah Peters on about a minute ago, which was awesome. The handsome.
I had a good time. He wouldn't answer the female.
Why? Oh boy.
So I give him the cigar.
That's why Zach won't go on. No, that's why Zach won't go on. Zach doesn't want to do it either. Jeff McDonald, yeah. We have Jeff. Yeah. So you want to get Phil Cole on the show?
Doesn't everybody want Phil Cole on the show?
Yeah. Come on over.
Come on over here, Phil.
We're working. Come on the show. We have three questions for you. Three questions. Come on. And they're easy ones. Yeah, and they're easy. Come on over.
Phil Cole, he's a flight medic, he's a land medic, he's a white medic.
We
are just taking it.
Watch out. Dupe net.
Throw that in your left. Throw that in your left.
Guys, we have Phil Cole live on the show here.
I'm Phil. Happy New Year, proud.
Happy New Year.
Go. Three questions.
Sure, I think so.
Questions of Phil Cole. What is your role in EMS fire? What do you mean by all this?
I work in a helicopter as a medic. And I work here at the prestigious ambulance company in the local area.
What did you want to be growing up, Philip?
A roller coaster driver.
And you failed at that and became a paramedic.
Yes, exactly, yes. Yes.
Like central, like
a Six Flags. I thought that roller coasters had drivers, and they sat at the front, and they drove the damn roller coaster when I was, like, 5 years old. So,
at what point did you lose track of this dream, and do you think you can achieve it again?
About 3 months ago, and, yes, I do.
High five in the air. If you could have a one-night stand with one celebrity, just one.
Mila Kunis, no questions. Mila Kunis, no questions.
We got two for Mila Kunis.
Wow, that's two.
I didn't mean to get doubled.
Thank oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Two for Mila Kunis?
I think we should have Rob over here, like, quick, because Rob's busy, so. Ooh, nope, never mind. Nope, I know, yeah. We'll get Rob at the end. I'm liking this. This is a good show. We're having a good show right now. Huh? Yeah. Who? Shocking. How about Chris Wood? No, so far so good. We have some really good how's this coming out? Is this coming out sounding good?
I can't wait to hear it on tomorrow.
Blog Talk Chris Wood. Yeah, well. Stink. I wonder how, yeah, what it, Bailey, who's Bailey? No. He's a lady. I'm going to get Bailey on here. We'll get Bailey. Yeah, we'll get Bailey on. We'll get her on here. No, no, we'll get over here, yeah. Bailey and Sarah Murray. What do you think? Well, we'll get them over here. Hold on, so we'll get Bailey over here. Bailey. Trying to, we're trying to get her over here. Come over here. All right, we got her over, yeah. Okay. All right. Now we, all right, so we finally have a female. We have a female over here.
Sit down, sit down.
Down?
Yeah.
I bet that you're talking to them. All right, ask her the three. You got to speak to the microphone, girl. You
know, okay.
All right, are you ready for your three questions?
No.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Rick Barry. Billy Ice.
All right. So, what is your
role with the fire or police or Bailey?
I'm a paramedic. What did you want to be when you grew up? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, God.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A cat lady.
And if you could have a one-night stand with any one celebrity, who would it be, Bailey?
One-night stand, one celebrity would be.
Oh, my God, that's a tough decision. Maybe George Harrison or
Michael J. Fox, because he has the shape. You're disgusting, Bailey. All right, have a great night. Thank you for stopping by. All your answers were atrocious.
Bye, Bailey. Thank you.
Bailey said George Harrison.
All right, Bailey, goodbye.
Your eyes said Michael J. Fox.
Oh my God, what the?
That went off the rails real quick.
It was fucking horrible.
Yeah,
what I thought was going to be great turned into the shits.
God, we're only doing an hour tonight.
Why is that not doing that?
Everyone, this is nothing because we're just having a good time tonight, right?
Yeah, apparently.
After 2018 started, things really started to go sideways.
All right, we have a lot more guests than we thought.
I don't want to tell the rules too much. I'm looking forward to 2019.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I guess so.
2019?
I didn't stutter, folks, and I didn't make a mistake. I just say I'm looking forward to 2019. Hey, can we get him?
Who?
Yeah.
Can you hear me on this?
Huh? No, I don't need you on this one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Throwing your left.
Gentlemen, I personally.
Throwing your left and talking to them.
How are you tonight? Happy New Year, pal.
What's going on?
Speaking of the microphone.
Looking for it. I can't hear a thing.
You can't hear anything?
No, nothing. What's going on? You got low budget equipment today.
All right, so are you ready for your three questions? First of all, tell us your name.
My name is Jim. Do I have to use the last name?
No, you do not.
I don't want
to. What is your role in EMS, fire, or police?
My role?
What do you do?
Like, really, do I? EMT.
Right?
EMT, yeah.
EMT. Anything else?
Public, no, nothing. No, 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 that's right. It.
What did you want to be growing up?
Definitely not an EMT.
Definitely not an EMT. And if you could have sex with one, if you have a one-night stand with one celebrity, who would it be?
Sex, we're talking about.
Sex, intercourse, yeah.
Like the whole...
Yeah, like, don't answer, I don't want to be an EMT. We get that.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you think my wife is able to access the internet
no,
and
no,
stuff?
No,
you
no.
guys aren't big yet. T-Time is not very big.
We really appreciate something. I answer the goddamn question, Jim.
Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Old school friend Jennifer Aniston or
like 55-year-old?
I'm not picky. I mean,
right.
Pretty good.
Right? That's pretty good. All right. Well, thank you for stopping by, Jim. You have yourself a good night.
All right. Happy New Year.
I can definitely hear this on the internet.
I'm all so
right.
Dead.
So,
yeah, just have to link to your wife already.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, do you know the score of the football game?
No.
Chiefs, you didn't make it?
I've been so busy.
Yeah. If anyone else...
That was the score of the game. Don't call it to tell us. I'll just look at it later.
What happened?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
What?
It's fucking weird, man. As long as I can hear you, that's all that matters. All right, well, whatever. Fuck it, right? Fuck it. I can't hear you. I really can't. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This will be interesting to see how it plays
out. I can't hear you at all.
That's
all right, weird.
Well, we can't do anything about it now. We have approximately 28 minutes left. And we had a good time so far. We've got two votes for Mila Kunis, which I find interesting because she's not like a huge star. She was a gym. She was an older fella. And he's a great picture.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Well.
Let's try to get a vote. So.
Well, shit, I mean, she's hot, though. She's hot, though. You know what I mean?
She's very hot. And I did like the other guy picked Jean-Claude Van Damme. Over I feel like that's the question you get if you don't want to answer the actual question. So, that's pretty fantastic. But, yeah, we're back on Wednesday, regular show.
I don't want to be back on Wednesday. I really don't. I don't want to do this. Yeah. It's been a rough start.
Yeah.
You've had a really bad start.
It felt like from Godzilla and King Kong at the same time.
We are in an Ambets Hall in Haverhill, sitting here in suits.
In suits. This
with,
is what we get dressed up for.
We have, because somebody spilled gin all over us.
Yep.
We're stricken with gin. My wife's about to walk through the door any minute.
Yeah.
And at this point,
I have an eighth of a tank of gas to get home. 2018.
I've drank in an eighth of vodka.
Yeah, and I have two 6-year-olds tomorrow to hang with at a bowling alley.
Horrible, horrible.
So, but yeah, I'm looking at 2019. Should be pretty good.
But you can hear me though, right?
I can definitely hear you, but you can't hear me. That's great.
No, yeah.
Like I said, we are at the 7:34 hour front watch
on radio. We got some more guests at some point. Bailey was not a good guest. That was she was horrible guest.
Probably the worst one so far.
Easily the worst guest.
Oh, she was by far the worst. Yeah.
Yes, Sarah. Brian from Sarah, how are you? Throw that in the ear.
You put that in your ear.
She can see the mic.
Yeah,
well,
you can't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't. All right. So, hey. Hey.
I wasn't told what was
three
going
questions.
On.
No company news, but talking to
that. All right. What is your name, young lady?
My name's Sarah.
Okay. All right. You're not an EMS fire or police. What do you do?
No, I work in hotels.
Just
actually.
What did you want to do? What did you want to be growing up, Sarah?
I wanted to be a cashier because I loved pushing buttons. So then I.
And you could have a famous one night stand with any celebrity. Who would it be with?
The fat Chris Pratt.
Like Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. No, Parks and Recreation, not Jurassic World, Parks and Recreation.
What about Guardians of the Galaxy? And would you let the raccoon watch?
Absolutely. I will make an exception for the raccoon.
You're fucking hot there. All right, thank you for stopping by. Yo, we want to keep going. Brian doesn't want to go back on the radio. He's scared.
It's because I'm really good at talking.
It is. So you work in a hotel.
I do work in hotels.
What do you do in a hotel?
I do group reservations, so I work for Conn.
If you cleaned the rooms, would you admit to cleaning the rooms more?
Absolutely. It's a very important job. It keeps the hotel running.
And you want to be a cashier girl?
Oh, yeah. That's why my first job was at Stop and Shop.
What happened? How did it end?
I did leave on my own. I thought I was capable of bigger and better things. And
did that work? Is that true?
It was the biggest regret of my life. Leaving Stop and Shop.
I'm at a late point. I think I need to get out of EMS. But I don't know if I can be a cashier. Too much. I have some fingers there.
Right. I mean, you need to start wearing cymbals. It just gets really.
Okay.
Thimble. Thimble.
Okay. I just switched a little. Pratt.
Oh. Brian made hand signals and wants to ask you about Chris Pratt. Like,
I mean, like the details?
Why not the more in-fit Chris Pratt? What is it about a bigger fella that gets you going?
Probably just because the meat.
Is it the meat on top, like above
the
or
meat,
the whole thing?
Everywhere. It just makes me feel warm.
So bigger, you know, you like a bigger fella.
Absolutely.
Like a warmer, bigger fella.
Just warmer.
Hey, all right.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
We're going to be bringing this on in. We're going to bridge it right over. Thank you, Sarah. We're going to be sliding right over to Jeff.
Absolutely.
Ryan. That was probably the best slide over I could ever do. Would that be right in Jeff's ear? That was the best. No, get that out of your ear.
I will. That was awesome. Sarah, thank you so much. I love Sarah Murray. Are you kidding me? So we're gonna slide it over to.
Yeah, it was a good attempt. Right?
We're gonna slide it over to Evander Lyons.
I really thought that would have worked. I saw you sit down, and I was trying to parlay.
Why do I put this in? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, don't worry about it. What is your name, sir?
That's Jeffrey Michael Lyons, III.
Three of you?
No, that's just me. I'm just a lion asshole.
What is your role? What do you do? What do you do in EMS? Are you fireman, policeman?
So I was an EMT.
Okay.
Recently got fired.
Okay.
I'm underemployed at the time.
Okay.
Working part-time in a fire department.
All right. And what did you want to be growing up?
I kind of wanted to be Ben Friends. Growing up, tea time with Ben and Brian. I could feel your aura.
Like the Force? Like a Jedi?
Yeah.
One job growing up,
firefighter, 100%, hands down. Yeah.
Jeff, are you ready for your big question?
This is the
oh,
right here.
Yeah.
Okay, look.
Does it involve Chris Pratt? Because I kind of want
Pratt.
I want the Chris Pratt.
Sarah Blewett.
It's nice.
She was really tired
with
that. You could have a one-night stand with any celebrity, who would it be?
Ooh, Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Okay, wait. Let's take one. Wait.
Who am I fighting here for Jennifer Aniston?
Who would you rather have sex with, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Seagal, because he's got the hair of Brian.
We're tired of it. We'll go to Seagal. Thank you, Jeff. Happy New Year, pal.
Not a problem.
Jeff Lyons. We had Jeff Lyons with us.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Sarah Murray than Jeff Lyons. This is awesome.
I tried his Sarah Murray, but cashier thing
got me.
Wow.
She wore a towel
to I tweaked. I twitched a little.
Wow. She's hot. She is hot, huh?
Right?
She's super hot.
Look at the red shoes.
I know, right?
Really?
What?
Oh, well, nice.
Yeah. There's no place like home.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Man, what is going on?
7:40. We have about 20 minutes left to be hanging out with you guys today. We are live. We are out of.
Jeff Hams, come on over. Sit down.
Right?
We got Jeff Hams.
You just have to hold the microphone.
Yeah.
Hold the microphone.
Yeah, just hold that.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
We're gonna ask you. I'm gonna ask you some questions. You're a good buddy of mine. Good to see you, sir.
Okay.
What is your name, sir?
Jeff.
Jeff. Happy New Year, by the way, pal.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
What is your role in EMS police or fire? What do you do?
I'm an EMT basic.
At a basic level?
At a basic level, yeah.
All right, Jeff. Well, what do you want to be growing up, pal?
What do I want to be when I grow up?
No.
What do you want to be when you're growing up?
Oh, an astronaut.
Wow. What do you still want to be now?
Not an EMS.
Everybody can answer the same. If you could have sex with a celebrity, a one-night stand, who would it be?
A celebrity, a one-night stand with evil sex, just that's it. Who would it be?
It would either be Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Or, I can't think of her name, but the chick from that 70s show and Meg from Family Guy.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Wait, before you go real quick, who would you rather be having sex with, Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal, he's got better hair.
Woo! Jeff, wow. Thank you. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
I can't believe how many votes we have for friggin' Mila Kunis.
Oh, have a seat.
Wow.
Because
she's
gorgeous. And her voice in those commercials.
She's not like an A-type person. Is she an A? But it doesn't matter.
Jeff.
Can you hear me still?
Yep, you're all set.
Guys,
oh my God,
happy birthday.
Hello. It's me. I'm here. Yeah, it's my birthday. Oh my God. It's like you've never known. So, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing really good. I don't think I am. But this is my girlfriend, Jess, over here.
Hello. What's your name for a
girlfriend? My name is Sam Griffin.
All right. And what is your role? What are you doing? EMS, police, fire? What do you do?
I just became a nurse. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Wow, you're doing a lot better than us.
No. No. I'm doing the same job, just not on the wheels. I was an EMT. Yes.
What did you want to be growing up?
I wasn't really sure when I was growing up.
When you were a kid. When you were a kid, what did you want to be?
I know this sounds really cookie cutter, but I really did want to be an astronaut when I was like 5.
For
astronaut?
I wanted to be a pro wrestler, don't worry about
it. You'd have sex with Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme. Which one would you pick?
Well, I don't know who Jean-Claude Van Damme is, so I guess Steven Seagal.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I'm a millennial, so I don't know these things. So I'm going to bring that back. I'm sorry. Maybe
wait,
if you...
Wait, how about I retract my last statement?
Let me retract my last statement.
Okay.
If you could show me a picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme. We can do this. We can make things work.
All right, you've been looking about Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know who Steven Seagal is.
I do know who Steven Seagal is. And it's hard for me to say that.
I just think it's crazy. Like,
but because I don't even know.
Someone else I would rather have. So you know about...
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Who's that?
That's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hey, I believe your girlfriend was Jean-Claude Van Damme. Is that correct? Jean-Claude Van Damme.
She was going to go with Jean-Claude, but, you know, I guess I'll have to go with Jean-Claude as well.
Right.
You know, now that I've seen the picture.
You have a one-night stand. Hold on, we know what one time.
You're going to do that?
Have a one-night stand.
One-night stand with any female. What would it be?
You don't have to answer that.
I was trying not to.
It's real hard. I know it is.
I was doing this to go.
But if you didn't know, my girlfriend is a celebrity.
Right.
So I would definitely have to do a one-night stand and keep going with that. Thank you. I appreciate all of it.
Awesome.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. Awesome. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Rob.
Roberto.
Rob Roberto.
Robert's coming up.
He's talking.
All righty.
Can you hear him?
All right, Rob.
Yes,
are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You're three. First of all, what's your name, good sir?
Name's Rob DeFlumery.
I'm not going to ask you to spell that. We don't have time. What is your role in EMS Police Force Fire?
So I'm a paramedic in Northern Massachusetts.
So what do you want to be growing up? What was that one job you really, really wanted?
Mechanical engineer.
Mechanical engineer, nice.
Yeah, straight a little bit.
Are you going to stay in EMS or would you like to still do that?
I'm going to stay in EMS for now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And if you could have sex, a one-night stand of any one female celebrity, who would it be?
Isla Fisher.
Oh, and who would you rather have sex with, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Oh, Seagal. Ponytail, man.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Absolutely.
Great. Happy New Year. Thanks,
Bob.
Oh, my God.
Josiah, you started.
I absolutely love.
Jeez.
Seagal and Van Damme thing is just kind of
Josiah started the Seagal Van Damme thing.
We had to think of something different.
Listen, everybody's Seagal. Oh my, yeah.
Seriously? Yeah, everybody, a lot of people Seagal. Well, you know how it originated. He didn't want to answer because he wanted to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to come up with something different. But he answered, and now it's just taken off. A lot of Seagals.
A lot of Seagals.
The best answer was, one chick said Sam didn't know who Van Damme was because he's a millennial.
And then Jeff Lyon said, because he has Brian's hair, Seagal.
That was fun, we're having a blast. Trying to implement some stuff.
Wish I could hear things, but
I really wonder how this is going to play out, because I can hear myself.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
How about Walt Trachum? We want to get Walt Trachum. Walt, come on over.
Oh, my.
Yes. Sit down. Guys, we have Walt Trachum. I don't know Walt.
This is our first time.
Walt's a veteran paramedic.
Walt, I'm Ben.
Ben, good
nice
to meet you.
Meet you, pal.
All right, so just talking to them.
I say.
You're going to ask me
crazy questions, aren't you?
Just talking to them. Right into that microphone.
Speak right into your microphone. Can you hear me?
Yes,
all right.
Sir. All right, what is your name, good sir?
My name is Walt Trakum.
All right, and what is your role in EMS, police, fire? What do you do?
I'm a paramedic.
How long have you been at that for, Walt?
Let's see. This is 2017. I've been at it for almost 25 years.
Wow. Congratulations. All right, ready.
Yep.
What did you want to be growing up? What was that dream job, Walt?
I wanted to join the circus.
That's like two for circus.
So what?
Oh, I wanted to be a lion tamer.
Really?
Really.
Elaborate.
I just thought it was a really badass thing to do, you know. And
now hold on one second. Ready? Yes, you hear me? But ask Walt, why? What made you want to do that?
We can all hear you.
Why did I want to do that? I have no idea why I wanted to do it. I just thought it was a cool thing to do when I was 6 years old.
Do you still think you can do it?
Working as a paramedic? Yeah, probably.
Are there days where you'd rather be doing that?
There are days I'd much rather be doing
you
that.
Got a lot, you got one more for you, ready, Walt?
Yeah.
If you could have a one-night stand with any one celebrity, who would it be?
If you could have sex with any celebrity, who would it be?
Sandra Bullock, without question.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. And, all right, who would you rather have sex with, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I'm all set. Thank you very much.
Happy New
Year.
Really great to meet you.
Thank you so
much.
Brian, that was fun.
Yeah. My wife, Martha. Brian.
Hi.
I'm Ben. Ben French.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Walt.
You too.
Walt, thank you.
Pleasure was mine, pal.
That was awesome. Guys, Walt Trakum. Paramedic, lion tamer.
Get over there now. Get over there now.
Come in the hot seat. We have time.
We need girls to talk to us. You know how it is for girls to talk to us, you know? All right, are you ready? We have a beautiful, she's my first partner.
Who is this?
I
don't know who this is.
She's all ready to go. She wants to pitch a tent. She's ready.
I want to pitch tents all the time.
Name, young lady. Tell us your name.
Sarah,
what?
Halleck. Fraz.
What is your role? What do you do, Sarah? In EMS, in fire? What do you do?
Not much anymore.
What did you do when you were doing it?
I worked in EMS as an EMT and a dispatcher.
What level are you
in? Oh, basic. Ooh, I know. The basic stuff.
All right, what did you want to be growing up, Sarah?
Goodness, probably a vet.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Sarah?
I'm an X-ray tech now.
You
know, good stuff.
If you could have sex with any one celebrity, a one-night stand, sex or anybody, who would it be?
This guy, right here.
Whoa! All right, Ed, real before you go, who would you rather have sex with, Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal?
I'm stumped.
Oh, you would be. Pick one.
That's
you are
right.
So
no problem.
Thank
you so much.
She picked Ben Frank.
Guys, I know my next guest, actually.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I might have to take this one off. I can't.
No.
My lungs are flooded.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Wow. She wants to fuck you.
Oh, my God.
She wants to fucking...
Guys,
really quick right now. Hold on one second, guys. We have our next guest right now is, hold on, no, it's too late, guys. I'm going to tell you right now.
For 1 minute.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now. Guys, Billy Ray Hawkins.
I'm sorry. Just speak into the mic and just ask you a couple questions.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Right, so Billy, quick back.
Billy Ray, you're next to the show.
Billy
yes, sir,
and I
thank
are
you.
Partners for 24 hours a day.
Okay,
months.
Those days will make,
right?
For
yeah,
sure.
Right? All right, go. You ready, my friend? I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You ready?
Three
questions.
Sure.
What is your role in EMS police fire? What do you do?
Pick them up and drop them off.
What's your rank?
What do you want to be?
What's your rank?
I want to play football.
Yeah. Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah, no, almost there.
Now, Billy, if you could have sex with one celebrity, if you could...
Gabriel Union.
Who?
Gabriel Union.
I
punched Dwayne
Wade.
Dwayne Wade punched my
guy. Before you go, who would you rather have sex with, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Me. Yes, like, John Clark can do the split. I can go in deeper.
No, don't call me.
Wow. He brought it on pretty thick right there.
I'll catch up with you when
we're
done, baby.
We're almost done. Guys, Billy Ray Hawkins just joined us.
Coming in.
Holy Jesus Christ,
so,
man.
John Clark can do the split.
Yeah, so bad. Could you imagine if John Clark did the split and then Billy went in on him? He would have brought it in deep.
He would have brought it in deep. Hit the post. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
We are
wow.
About 8 minutes left.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think we're not going to get our last guy in.
Yeah, where's Jeff King?
I want to do a point for Nick.
Oh, wait. I want to get Zach over here. Zach. Come on over. Come on, Zach. All right, Zach.
Shut up. What the fuck is FCC fucking signing us? What is your name, good sir?
Hey, my name is Zach Fair.
What is your role in the EMS fire? What do you do?
I'm a cop.
You're a cop?
I am.
And where?
Haverhill.
Oh, very nice. What did you want to be growing up?
Right what I'm doing right now.
You want to be a cop?
Yep, I sure did. Ooh, well, I like that. Get a little vulgar on me. Let's see.
Listen, you have the option. Listen, we know you're happy. We know you love your wife. We all love our wives. If you could just, like, you know. We have
one night stand. No one will find out.
One night stand. That's it.
That's a hard one. Probably be Natalie Portman. But I'm talking like her back in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You could have sex with Steven Seagal or John Clark Van Damme.
Both at the same time. Thank you very much.
Zach, yeah! Happy New Year. Thank you, Zach, for stopping by. I threw a pen. I exploded.
Good thing, Mark.
Oh, my God. That was great. That was Jen. What is your name, young lady?
Jen.
Jen, what is your role in the EMS fire? What do you do?
I am an EMT and a dispatcher.
Nice. And what do you want to be growing up? You always want to be in the EMT?
Yes.
Okay. So if you could have a one-night stand with any one celebrity, who would it be?
That's a tough one, Ben. What is your answer?
Chris Hemsworth. Mm. Work fucking day.
Whoa.
Good thing we're on late night.
Go ahead, Jen. What is your one?
I don't know. Just one?
Yeah.
One.
Mila Kunis?
Yes,
Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis.
If you could have sex with John Clark Van Damme or Steven Seagal, who would you pick?
You're making this so tough.
You can say both at the same time, Jen. This show is completely and utterly insane. There's no class here.
That's Josiah, man.
Yeah, seriously. Josiah said Steven Seagal twice and John Clark was. That was his answer, so I'm not really sure how you can top that.
Weird answer, strange answer,
yeah.
But Steven Tyler, just so he could sing to me.
Celebrity?
Yes.
Do you think 129-year-old Steven Tyler can have sex with you and sing to you at the same time?
Yes, I have faith.
Okay.
I have faith.
Wait, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Did she point out it doesn't matter if he dies at some point?
Okay. All right, are we good here?
I think we're good.
Right. Thank you, Jen. Okay.
I thought I was helping. No, she's too young. Yeah, to know who either of those are. No. No. Why would she wear pants? She's wearing a dress.
I have the answer. Look at the parrot.
Oh, yeah, no, she has a coat on that's longer than her dress.
What is your name?
My name is Christina.
And what is your role? What do you do in the EMS company?
I am a paramedic.
How long have you been a paramedic?
6 years. But I've been riding an ambulance for over 15.
Really?
Yes.
So it's been a basic for how long?
I was a basic for like 12 years before I became a paramedic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
What did you want to be growing up? Do you always want to be on that?
I wanted to be either a ballerina or a fighter pilot, both of which are not compatible with my anatomy.
Okay. And if you could have a one-night stand with any one celebrity, who would it be?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
Thor.
Yeah. You can have him dressed as Thor.
I would have him dressed as nothing, like naked.
Oh my goodness.
Thank
so.
God this show's almost over.
He could bring the shield, though.
Now,
I mean, you said sex, right?
Yeah. Now, how about this, though? So obviously it's Thor, but if you could have sex with a woman, who would it be?
Oh, J-Law.
J-Lo?
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's
so pretty.
And Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Celibacy, because that's icky.
Ooh, that's icky. Okay.
All right, thank you, Christy. All right,
bye. That was awesome.
That was... Oh, my God. First of all, where is that little goof, Jeff King? He's a little dwarf. And I... I will say, though, Josiah Peters probably had the best answers. Josiah actually brought...
Started something.
Josiah started...
I think that's what means a lot to him. He started a new...
I'm not going to lie, though, like...
A new line of questions.
No, here's the thing, though. So, like, I think we're going to ask everybody on the radio. We've been fined, what, now? $2,000, which was paid.
We've only, it's only our ninth show.
Yeah, so...
We average, like,
but,
$200 fine per show.
But I will ask everybody... Because of my good friend Josiah Peters, who I adore. He is my EMS
90 seconds to go.
Lover.
We have to answer the question ourselves. I am an EMT basic. I've been at it for like 5 or 6 years. What did I want to be growing up? I don't know. I'm afraid to grow up. I don't know what I want to be. Am I one celebrity?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea.
I have no idea who my one celebrity would be. Yes, I do. Tom fucking Hardy. All day. I would have picked Tom Hardy. He's hot as shit.
I am nobody in EMS. What I wanted to be when I grew up was a pro wrestler. One night stand. I'm going to say, what's her name? Eva Mendes.
Mrs. Doubtfire. You want to have sex with Robin Williams as an older woman. That's what
you might be right. Listen, hey, here's the deal. Listen, we're going to get fired next week.
Yep.
Because we have $2,000 worth of fines in the FCC. So listen, hey, in the meantime, in between time,
it's tea time.
It's tea time.
And I would say, you can go in about 10 times. All right, we're out of here. Bye-bye.
Stop it.
Boom. All right.
No more.
That was good. And we're done. Now we can...
So what's the deal today? So do you guys get paid?
No. Not yet.
Still working on that?
Yeah,
fine.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jeff Russell.
So what happens if you get fined? You guys have to pay those fines? Like,
we don't pay it.
The studio pays it.
The studio pays it.